Chinese Minister of Education Chen Baosheng has told the two sessions that the Chinese government is strengthening the construction of its teaching base. To do this, Chen Baosheng has suggested teachers' incomes and the public stature should be increased, with the ultimate goal of returning teaching as a profession to a higher cultural achievement in society. NPC Deputy Xu Huajian, a Chinese teacher at the Jinzhou Experimental Middle School, is among those working on the front line of educating the next generation of the country.
Some teachers, especially those in developed areas, are very overwhelmed with work. It's necessary to give teachers a sense of happiness at work. This includes teachers' social status and income. For example, some years earlier, when the salary level was still very low, the educational subsidy for each teacher was 10 yuan a month. Now our salaries have been multiplied several times, but the subsidy is still 10 yuan. Thus, we hope the suggestions we are proposing will be turned into legislation.
NPC Deputy Zhou Hongyu is a senior professor at Central China Normal University. He also serves as the deputy chair of the Chinese Society of Education. Zhou Hongyu has submitted recommendations for the past two NPC sessions to have teachers classified as civil servants.
Teachers in China are ranked as professional personnel, as are doctors, lawyers, and engineers. But teachers at public schools are also public servants. This identity has not been reflected in the education system. As a result, the teachers' incomes are much lower than civil servants. If teachers are defined as special public servants and are managed within the public servant system, their income can be raised and protected.
Zhou Hongyu says classifying teachers as civil servants would also draw more people into the profession.
Since teachers now have low incomes and a blurred social identity, most high school graduates, especially those elite students, are reluctant to study education majors at universities. Once teachers become civil servants and have steadier incomes and higher social status, universities which offer education majors will become more attractive and enroll more elite students.
At the opening session of this year's NPC, Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has stressed that developing a quality education system is vital to people's livelihood. Zhou Hongyu says his advice will help mobilize teachers to move to poorer areas as well.
The education ministry has pushed forward teachers' mobilization, but it's hard because teachers are employed and managed by schools. Teachers at good schools don't want to leave, while those at poorer schools don't want to stay. The uneven distribution of teachers leads to an imbalanced education system. If teachers become classified as civil servants, they are directly managed by the government. Civil servants' mobilization is obligatory, therefore it makes teachers' mobilization more reasonable.
Chinese authorities have released a new document this year for reforming the education system, which includes the likelihood of granting teachers special legal rights similar to those of public servants. For CRI, I'm Meng Guang.